I might be old, but I still got it.
At 70 years old, Barbara Denae of Windham, New Hampshire, isn't your typical pageant girl. A mother of three and grandmother of four, she first heard about the Miss Senior America pageant from one of New Hampshire's former winners. And at first, she was skeptical.
I'm really not the pageant kind of a person, you know, with all the gowns and the fancy hairdos and all of that. So I wasn't too sure about it.
After reading more about the competition online, Barbara saw that it was less focused on the glitter, beatific smiles, and catty backstage gossip that have made movies like Miss Congeniality popular. Despite the cliche, the Miss Senior America pageant truly is about inner beauty.
And there is no bathing suit competition, thank goodness.
Open to women 60 years or older, contestants are judged on four categories: interviews, talent, philosophy of life, and evening gown. Even the evening gown portion, found in every pageant from Ms. Universe to Ms. USA, takes on a more dignified air. Removed from obsessions over designers and how little fabric contestants can get away with, the Ms. Senior American contestants have different priorities.
The evening gown portion of the pageant is not based on how much money your gown costs or if you're tall, short, thin, fat. It's about picking something that is appropriate for your age and for your body figure. The woman makes the gown.
Before being crowned, Barbara considered talent to be her weakest link. As a self-taught musician competing against professionally trained performers, she's adopted a strategy you may recognize from American Idol.
I chose a song that probably the judges and the audience have never heard of before, so that way they couldn't compare me to the original artist. I just wanted the judges and the audience to be smiling back at me. And so I picked a song called Berkeley Woman. There was a Berkeley woman sitting in a rocking chair, dulcimer in her lap, a feather in her hair. Her breasts swayed freely to the rhythm of the rocking chair, sitting a strong man. The goal of this pageant is to find a woman, they call it the Age of Elegance. And this really isn't quite an elegant song. But on the other hand, the advantage of a song like that is that it kind of will take them by surprise.
For the national competition coming up in October, Barbara is considering something more subdued. But she also wants people to know she still has spunk. New Hampshire contestants like Barbara recognize they're at a disadvantage when it comes to the national pageant. With fewer participants overall and a less cosmopolitan vibe, winners from small states tend to get overshadowed when put on stage next to New Yorkers and Texans, often hardened by previous pageant experience.
Your new Miss America is Miss New York.
The 2012 national reigning champion comes from California, where the pageant is so popular there are regional competitions hosted to select women to move on to the state level. At nationals, Barbara will be facing a much wider playing field.
I don't know. My goal is to make it to the top 10. In the state of New Hampshire, there's only one other person that has been in the top 10, and that's Mary Griffin, who is also from Windham.
Barbara pointed out that as soon as she returns, the search for the next Ms. New Hampshire Senior America will begin. And even though all the hallmarks of a traditional pageant are present, gowns and performances and tiaras glittering under stage lights, it's easier to take the mission of a Ms. Senior America more seriously than its younger counterparts. Barbara already has rich experience giving back to the community, and she'd like to see the program's legacy spread. She encourages any woman who is interested to enter, even if they don't think they have a shot at the crown.
Just remember, you don't have to be tall and slim or beautiful. I've seen some winners that just looked very old and overweight, and they thought they had no talent. And believe me, everybody has talent. You just need to find it.
So, as younger women across the country are learning the art of striking a pose, look out for the Ms. Senior America contestants, who will be modeling the art of aging gracefully. For Word of Mouth, I'm Molly Donahue.
Girls. when at last said me, she hated not to be the queen of femininity. There she is, Miss America. There she is, your ideal. With so many beauties, she took the town by storm with her all-American face and form. And there she is, she's walking on air. She is fairest of the fair. She is Miss America. There she is, ladies and gentlemen, Miss America.